Okay, God, so it's the middle of the night and I'm stuck in a field, and even if I do find my way out, I've lost everything I ever cared for. Well, is there any way you could squeeze just a little bit more misery? Could you make me suffer just a little bit more? Oh, thank you so much. Oh!
Well, now, Agatha, it's a small world.
Jimmy, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, that's not very nice. And I made so much effort to come up and see you.
You made my life hell 30 years ago, and as soon as I found a better one, you came to destroy that as well.
You should never have walked out on me.
And you shouldn't have done the things you did.
I never laid a finger on you.
The bruises have gone, Jimmy, but the memories won't fade.
Ah, don't be like that. I had to walk 80 miles to get here, you know. Sleeping in ditches, eating whatever the bin man left behind. So, how's about a kiss for your ever-loving...
Don't get off me!
Hello?
Mrs. Raisin. Firstly, good morning. Secondly, may I say that your breakfast is now on the compost heap. Never mind, your loss is the earthworm's gain.
Fair enough.
Thirdly, I seem to remember telling you there were no pets at this establishment. Well, either that's a cat on the lower part of your anatomy, or you really do need to get your legs waxed.
Chivers managed to climb up the drainpipe. Still, I'm sure you can always put up an electrified fence.
And fourthly, the Mercershire police are here to see you.
What?
Bill Wong, you know, and WPC something or other.
What do they want?
Well, you know, I think it might be something to do with the attempted bigamy. Either that, or they're holding a village fete and they want to use your wedding dress as a raffle prize.